Hey. Top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
The best? God is awesome. Good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Tenon. Brothers and sisters, you got to get this. You got to get this. You know what? You got to stop worrying. You got to enter into ease. Father God, I thank you this morning because you said for this purpose the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And we have got to learn to leave it in the hands of the healer for real. And stop worrying. I bind and rebuke the spirit of worry this morning. I don't know who you are, but you worry. And it's you because it's not me. I'm not worried about a thing this morning. Worry wasn't even on my mind. But when I opened up the spirit of worry manifested. You're going to have to learn to leave it in the hands of the healer. Because Jesus can heal everything. Spirit, soul, body, finances. Everything. There's nothing that he can't do.
One, two. Hanging up like a coat, tear it up like a note. Let the pieces fall to the ground like falling snow. Go for a walk outside. Watch as a red bird flies. He needs a lifting and we need a lifting too. If we're gonna pray about it, there's no use in worrying. We're gonna worry about it. Why are we praying? Just leave it in the hands of the Father. Leave it in the hands of the healer. Leave it in the hands of Jesus and walk away. Oh, walk away. Doubt and fear, whisper it in his ear. Drop it in the mailbox, raise the flag and let it go. Cause if we're gonna pray about it, there's no use in worrying. If we're gonna worry about it, why are we praying? Father, leave it in the hands of the healer. Leave it in the hands of Jesus and walk away.
brothers and sisters, you cannot doubt God. You got to doubt your own doubts, but you must not doubt God. The Lord told me, he said, I'm going to give you a new protocol, and you got to use it. Well, I didn't even buy the stuff that God told me for the protocol. God had another believer, somebody that I know that is a believer, just like me, sent it to me. they sent it to me. And it's set up in my house in the box. And God said, now go over there and finish up the healing home, because one room, I didn't have any curtains at the dining room window. I had just put a, I forgot what I had up there, sheet maybe. But anyway, yesterday at the healing home was the beginning. So what I'm going to do once a month, I'm going to broadcast from the healing home. Yesterday was a disaster because I brought a computer over there that I hadn't used. And then I forgot what the password was to get into the computer, because I just hooked it up and set it on the end of the desk. So when I got ready to set it up, I thought I'd just open. Anyway, it didn't work. So I wasn't able to sign on to Blog Talk. I wasn't able to sign on to Spreaker. But the Lord said, just go ahead and do what I told you to do. So what you saw yesterday, if any of you saw it, it was a mess. But how many of you know that God will take your mess and turn it into your message? So I didn't know how this protocol was going to work. But I knew one thing God had said, and I told you, Tim, I shared that with you, that he was going to, I guess I did anyway, I don't know, that he was going to deliver and heal more people using the integrated healing prayer model that he had given me. So part of whatever was on YouTube, and I know we cut it off at a certain part, because if it didn't work, I didn't want y'all to see it. If it didn't work, the only people that would have known about it would have been us that were there. But I want to tell you something. And I double checked with some of the people, the young people that were there, millennials, college graduates, about to embark upon new lives in service, new lives in service to the Lord. That's my point. And then we had identified in that healing home, we had every group, you know, like seniors like me. We had non-seniors, and we had baby boomers, and we had Xers, and we had what's the other one, Generation 3 or whatever. Anyway, it was a mixture. And in that room, we had a mixture of different cultures and different, we had a lot of former Catholics in that room. A lot. And it was glorious. That's all I could say. It was glorious. What? But I gotta ask the people there what happened with them. Yeah, you couldn't. There was no visual. There was no visual. It was only audio. And an interesting thing happened. One of the people there said, well, they tried to give me an excuse for them not going through the whole protocol. And I listened to them and I said, okay, because I'm pretty easygoing. You know, I really am when it comes to the things of God, because I know that if you're not in agreement, you're not going to receive anything. So let me tell you what almost happened. It didn't happen. This person said, well, I probably don't need this, I don't think. So I said to them, okay. I said, well, they said, but whatever the Lord wants me to do, that's what I want to do. So I said, well, okay, maybe you don't. And then I said, but maybe you do, because see, when you're doing anything new that you've never done before, me anyway, and I'm learning, I can't do that with God. I can do that in the world when I'm relying on me. But you see, when God says to rely on him, you have to place your total reliance. I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about none of y'all. No. I have to place my total reliance on him. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, that gets a little shaky. Because your mind and your logical, your intelligence tells you that if you do this, this is going to happen. But you know what? Your mind will be lying to you. Your mind will be tricking you, because your mind does not know the plans and purposes of God. And that's why you don't rely on other people when God is telling you something you've never done before, or God wants you to see something you've never seen before. Your reliance has and your realm of understanding has got to be in God and God alone. Why? Because how can you rationalize something and you don't know what you're doing? How can you rationalize something you've never seen before? How can you rationalize something or somewhere you've never been before? You know what that's called? That's called Mark 11:22. I need about 20 people, or at least 10, post that in the chat room. Mark 11:22. Post the whole scripture. Mark 11:22. Mark 11:22. It's my favorite, utmost reliable scripture in the whole Bible. Now, I told you I had rewritten the, thank you, Mark 11:22. It's only 3-4 words in Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. So yesterday, my faith had to be in God. It wasn't in what I seen or what I know, other than the Word of God. Because God was taking me on a new level, and I saw something. I saw some things I had never seen before. But I'm not going to be too brazen or too bold. I mean, I'm bold in Christ and I'm boasting in Christ. So if one person can post the last 4 of your phone number on here for me that was in the healing home yesterday, I want to hear from you. Because when I got home, I didn't call anybody. I couldn't. I have forgot. I'm telling you, it was a setup. The whole weekend was a setup from God. My phone went dead because I plugged it in a charger that wasn't working. I told you what happened with the computer. God took me back old school when I had to put all of my faith, all of my reliance, all of my ability in Him. And on Him. And you know what? That's the best way. So God will teach you and bring you to one level. And then when God determines that you okay at that level, then He's going to jump in, because that ain't the end. That's just the beginning. And then He's going to jump in and totally disrupt that and take you to another level in Himself. I'm talking about in Himself. Why? Because we know all of His promises are yes and amen, but they are dependent upon, let me put it this way, your faith in Him. So if all of His promises in Him are yes, and all of your reliance is in Him, you cannot lose, brothers and sisters. You cannot lose. But we're going to have to really work with our mind, our own mind, because our own mind wants you to fall back on what you think you know. Well, what you think you know is what you knew back then. But what you think you know now is rest, trust, obedience, and confidence in God until you get your legs get strong enough in the new level that He has you in, until your heart gets strong enough in the new level that He has you in. And what happens then? Your confidence is being built. Your confidence is built in the level and in the place that God has you now. It's really not complicated. I'm not trying to make it complicated. I'm trying to make it as simple as I can. The bottom line, Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God, period. Have faith in God, period. Now, I would like to talk to somebody. I'm going to go over here on this speaker that was at the healing home so you can give a report. I need you to give your brothers and sisters a report. They invested in you being at that healing home. They need a report. And I need a report, not usurping God's apostolic authority, but Apostle Gene, I'd like to know what happened at your church on Sunday. Yay! I want to know. We need a report. The scripture says, whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? Well, we're going to believe in the report of God. Okay, Nadia, I'm gonna find you. 8331, 8331.
I got it right here. Good morning, Dr. Erica and
Ted Line. Good morning.
Okay, so yesterday we were all at the healing home, and it was the first time that all of us had been there. And it was the most beautiful house with the most beautiful scenery, especially compared to back home. And while we were waiting, we were getting deliverance first. And that in itself was just really changing, because I'd had deliverance before, but it's not the same as in person and like yesterday was, because I felt it just like come off right away, like instantly. It just felt like it wasn't there anymore. And that's how it's supposed to be. And that was awesome. And then we were sitting there waiting, and I was watching, I think it was the Book of Acts, and you could just feel God in the house, and it was really awesome. And then I was the last person to get baptized, and I was like, do I do it today, God? Do I do it tomorrow? And he said, now. So I said, okay. So I told Dr. Erica, and then we did it. It was the most amazing thing. It was like when I went down in the water and I came back, I knew then and there that something had just changed in me, and that God had told me that this is going to be the new start of like a new step in my life, and it was just going to be awesome, and I'm going to walk with him. And so after, when I was praying with Dr. Erica after that, I had heard God tell me that I was going to be going back to school. And so then we got on the topic about the college that's over here. And Dr. Erica, I didn't tell you this part because you didn't have your phone, but we went to get ice cream later, and the girl at the ice cream place, she was like, oh, do you go to school there? And I was like, no, I'm visiting, but I have this shirt. And she was like, oh, I play soccer there. And Tedline, if you don't know, I used to play soccer before I graduated. And she was like, into it. Let me give you my email. And I was like, what? That's awesome. And so it was just amazing. It's like God was showing me thing that he's doing right then and there. It was really just wow.
Praise God, Nadia, and thank you for stepping up and giving a report. It really was something. The Spirit of God fell on one of the young millennials there with the sweetest spirit. I'm telling you, these millennials are surprising me. They are surprising me. You hear me? They know God, and they really trust God. I'm being surprised by them, and blessed. And I think, Nadia, what you supposed to be, a Generation 3 or something? I don't know. What you supposed to be?
I guess we're Generation Z, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really too sure.
Okay. Well, you Generation G, Generation God. Okay.
Yes.
That's the real truth of the matter. Generation G, Generation
really?
God. That's what I'm finding out. Okay, can I get another testimony? Because let me tell you something. The lady was at the... Oh, yeah. Wait, Nadia, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
How about you got to meet the Mary that was there when Gabriel came in the room?
Oh, yes. That was amazing. The lady that had seen when she was praying, Dr. Erica saw the angel Gabriel manifest, and when she told me where it was, I was like, God, because I was sitting on the couch right where he had manifested, and Dr. Erica showed us the couch, and she said, oh, right here in this area. And I was sitting there the entire time while I was waiting, and I was like, I knew I felt just a very peaceful, like, peace right here on this couch, because I was walking around and everything was fine, but when I was sitting on that couch, I just felt peaceful, like almost like I could just take a nap right here. And I know that sounds weird, but it was awesome to know. And we had got to speak with her as well. And she was just telling us about it, and it was just amazing.
And she prayed. She prayed.
Yes.
She prayed also. She prayed also. So I'm going to, because of this, I know God wants me to once a month, once every month, to do deliverance healing from the healing home. I found out something sad, and that was because I fixed the healing home up so nice, now the owner wants it back to live in it, okay? What can I say? So I guess in a year or two, I'm going to have to find me. But you know what? That wouldn't be too small anyway. It'll be too small anyway. But he didn't tell me. He told her. So at least I'm forewarned already that he loves it so much now that he wants to live in it. They want to live in it. But to God be the glory. To God be the glory. It's always good to leave a place better than when you came. So he's got to honor my lease anyway. But I know he wants to live there now, and I'm going to have to end up getting another place for the healing home. So maybe God will empty out a small motel or something, you know, where I can house 10, 20 people at the same time. 30, 40, 50, what difference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy. I'm very happy. Do I have another praise report from there? Let me see. I'm going to check over here on the speaker. But you know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? All of your promises from God are yes and amen. But you gotta put a demand on them. You gotta put a demand on them.
Does not change. All your promises are precious, reviving our faith. Every one of them will be fulfilled one day.
Ooh, all your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. Your promises are true.
Yes, they are.
All your promises are yes and amen, Lord Jesus. We'll keep running after you.
Gonna run after you, Lord. We will run and not grow weary. We will rise upon the eagle's wing in the presence of the Lord. Our spirit will soar till we one day gaze upon our King.
Oh, all your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. Your promises are true. All your promises are yes and amen.
Come on now, we keep running, everybody.
We'll keep running after you.
Gonna run after you, Lord.
My foot had almost slipped, oh Lord. You know I almost lost my way. Until I entered the house of the Lord, and I heard your sweet spirit. I heard you say, all your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. Your promises are
one more time. My foot, it almost slipped. Oh, no. I came this close to losing my way. Oh, but then I entered the house of the Lord, and I heard your sweet spirit.
From the 16th, 17th, 18th, Ted Lana be coming from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I know God's going to manifest miracles, signs, and wonders in the Fort Wayne, Indiana area. So we'll be bringing you to Ted Lana from Indiana and looking forward to Pastor Mark and Paula, and we're going to be at a United Methodist Church. It's United Methodist. And we're going to be glorifying God, ushering in the signs and miracles and wonders of revival for Wayne, Indiana, with Pastor Mark and Paula Gaugh. So, who do I have? I can't tell. This blog talk is kind of full. But who is this? The last four is 1862. Who is that, please? 1862? Can you tell me who you are? 1862. 1862. Who is this, please? The last four. Okay, never mind. You don't have to talk. I love you. I'm praying for you. 1862, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Okay, so I guess I don't. If I do, I can't identify. I'm having somewhat of a difficulty. Well, you know what? I hate to do this all the time, but maybe I don't want to call on anybody, and I can't see the numbers anyway. I mean, I'm having this blog talk. It's up and it's running well, very good. But I don't see. Oh, okay. Thank you, whoever say Happy Veterans Day. I told Brother Joe, I say next year I think I'm going to march in the Veterans Day parade. If I'm alive and well next year, I'm gonna do that. I just feel like it. And they have a good one. I watched the Veterans Day parade right from the out the tailline door. You know, God is awesome. God is really awesome. Look, I did the first part or a new way. I told you I was changing that protocol on that deliverance. And I did. And I saw some incredible things. You see, the Healing Home has two big jetted spa tubs. And I think the one in the back is bigger than the one in the front. I think so. I'm not certain because I don't spend a lot of time over there. But I tell you what, they're both big enough to baptize in. So we turn them, we utilized them yesterday. Jessica, I'm opening up your mic, please, if you don't mind. I got your mic open, Jessica. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Headline.
Yeah, can you share with your brothers and sisters your Healing Home experience?
Yes, ma'am. I just posted in the Spreaker app that Dalton, Georgia is like, it feels like I stepped into a Hallmark movie. I keep saying that, and it's just beautiful out here. And when you mentioned watching the parade, I actually could picture that because, you know, we drove around here, and it's just beautiful. It's well taken care of, and the people are so kind. Everybody is just so different. One thing that Jeremiah noticed, because he's 10 years old, we've gotten to a couple of locations, and people have come up to him because he loves to wear his Jesus shirt, and he has like three different, you know. And yesterday, there was like three or four adults, and then, of course, he's with us. And they came up to him. They were like, excuse me, excuse me. And, you know, immediately I looked up. He didn't really pay too much attention. And they were like, excuse me. And then he goes, oh. He looks up at them, and they said, just your shirt is so awesome. That, you know, I think they just said, what did they say? Yes, they were saying, that's great that you wear that to represent Jesus. And he just said, oh, thank you. And they were like, okay, God bless you. And then they were just so excited, and, you know, they left. And Jeremiah just said, they actually acknowledged me, because where we live, the children are not acknowledged or they're looked down on. And he just said, I'm a real person around here. And I just thought that's, you know, it's bitter and sweet because it's, you know, awesome that God is showing us the difference, but it's sad, you know, that there's some parts of this world that you're not acknowledged as a child. So it's just been a great experience. And for the Healing Home, you know, Jeremiah said out loud, he was just like, I am so glad I got deliverance from sadness. And we were all sitting around and we just, you know, laughed, but in all seriousness, I mean, that, I didn't know that was a big burden on him. And he just said, I feel great. And that has been lifted off of me. And I'm so thankful that I got delivered from sadness. And that just really just spoke volumes because, you know, children, again, they are, you know, human beings and they have emotions. They also need deliverance from demons, and a lot of the times parents can overlook that. I mean, it doesn't matter what age. And so that was just, you know, he just felt so much joy and peace. And looking at my parents, I kept saying to them, you look like different people. Their skin color, the tone just changed. And I was looking around the room at the Healing Home, and the other girls, forgive me, I forgot their names, but the other, you know,
Millennials.
Yes, ma'am. I just looked at them and they just glowed. I just went, whoa, you look different. And I just, you know, walking by them, I just said, y'all look different. And the color came back into their skin. Not that they looked horrible before, but there was just something godly that came upon them and in them. And you can just sense it just walking by them or sitting by them. And in their smiles looked different. And they weren't wearing makeup. And that was the thing that I was noticing. I was like, wow, like their skin was glowing. And it's just amazing. And her name is Rose. Is that Sister Rose? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. She was the first person. When I walked out and I saw her, it was like her hair was glowing. And I didn't know how to say that to her. So I didn't say anything at first. I just stared at her. And she looked at me like, okay, you know, hi. And so when I had to say it, I said, wow, you look beautiful. And she said, thank you. And she kind of touched her hair like, okay, well, I brushed my hair. But I just kept staring at her, and I was just, it was within, because it was in her eyes and her smile. And I just was just intrigued, and I just kept saying, you look different. I didn't know the words to express what I was actually seeing. And I just said, you just look amazing. And then I looked around the room, and everybody that got baptized, I said, wow, they look like different people. And they probably, I don't know what, I can't speak for what they thought, but I was really just dumbfounded. I thought, wow, the presence of God is here. And it was just very powerful and amazing. And I could feel like the holiness. Like I wanted to take my shoes off, and it just felt like holy ground. I mean, even more, because when we got there, you could feel the presence of God and it was peaceful. But when after they got baptized, it was just like holy ground. And it was just a wonderful experience and a blessing for me.
Amen. Sister Mary, hold on, Jessica. Just hold on,
yes,
right,
ma'am.
There. Okay. Sister Mary, your mic is open. Where are you?
Good morning, Dr. Erica and Ted Lyon. Good morning. This is Mary. We are at the Atlanta airport waiting for our plane.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, we're
praise
here.
God.
Our flight will take off at 9.
Okay. Praise God. You're there on time. So, what's the report?
Well,
what's your report? And I want to talk to your daughter, your other daughter, Karina.
You want to talk to Mark and Karina? Okay, they're both here. So,
okay.
Yes. So it was a really awesome experience. You know, I praise and honor God for you, Dr. Erica. I'm very honored just to meet you. And
wow.
It was just all really excitement, you know, just to go down there. And really, with the deliverance, I just felt like, you know, I'm so clean, like just renewed. And I'm just like a whole new different person. And I know that I have been, you know, saved and born again. But just for the baptism, I just feel like so clean, and I can actually say that I am truly in the inside been cleansed and delivered from everything that has been put on me. And I just praise God for that.
Praise
and
God.
Also what he's doing for the girls and what he has planned for them. I'm really, really excited about that. And I know Micah is also.
Yeah.
She's right here.
Okay. I'm here.
Did you want to talk to her? Hold on, please.
Hello.
Hi, Micah. Can you share your experience at the Healing Home with the Ted Line this morning?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I just turned 25.
Okay, so talk now.
Mhm. But the Healing Home was very interesting. It was very beautiful, like Jessica was saying, and it was very big and very welcoming. And when I was there, that was the first time I ever got baptized by water. And so I appreciate it because lately I've been like asking God, what's my purpose in life? Like I want a mentor. I want somebody who has come before me to, you know, guide me. And I'm so thankful that he answered my prayers and he kind of pointed me to you. And so now I'm looking forward to starting my life and my journey with him.
Mhm. Praise God. What happened when the Holy Spirit fell on you on that table and you began to...
Oh. Yeah. It felt like I was floating for a moment. Like, I just felt, like, weightless, basically. And, like, I could see in my mind, like, I just saw, like, outstretched arms. Like, he was just saying, like, I've always been here. You just have to wait for me, basically. And he told me my purpose. And I want to go into nursing, so mainly psychiatric nursing. And he told me that that to heal people from the inside out.
Praise God. And you're going to be graduating in February, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Let me speak to your sister, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dr. Karina.
Hey, Dr. Erica. Oh,
Karina, is
sorry.
That you?
No, this is Mary. I'm trying to pass the phone to say good morning.
Hello. Morning.
Good morning. Well, after you got back, I thought you had makeup on.
No, I didn't.
Makeup on. How are you? I know you. Just tell the headline how you feel or something.
I'm not gonna pretty good.
Okay. All right.
Well, you look amazing. You have a glow that's from within, and I just was looking at you like, wow. If we could bottle that up, I'll buy it.
No, that's right. All right, Karina, I'm not going to... I know you're a little quiet, okay? Let's speak back to your mom. Thank you. Is there anything you want to say? Is there anything you want to say?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, that's I'll give you back there.
Okay.
This is Mary, Dr. Erica.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. Like I tell people, each person's experience with deliverance and healing is... I've never seen anybody have the same experience as anybody else. Never. Never. Not in real deliverance. So I appreciate you all. I thank you for coming. I thank you for being on the deadline. And we're going to experience God even more so, all of us. Okay?
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, look, God is real. That's all I can tell you. You got to know him for yourself. You got to experience him. He wants you to experience him. And I told
Sister
you.
Erica?
Yes.
I just want to add this. I don't know if my dad is actually on the line. I know my mom is. But he was standing outside the healing home. And he said that Sister Rose had approached him, and she said, "Are you okay? Are you all right?" Because I guess he was with his jaw open and his eyes peeled, and he was staring around outside, and he was just soaking in the atmosphere, because he said that his eyes, he hadn't been able to see clearly at all. There was like a glaze, like a glaucoma, and he said that he could actually see very clear. And he was astonished, and he could smell, and he had never been able to smell certain things, you know, and just that he was in awe. He said, "What have I been missing all these years?" And he was just soaking it in. He said he felt like a kid, like something had happened, that he was really born again. And he said, "This is what life is supposed to be like." He said, I've been missing out. And I'm sure he could tell more detail, but that really hit me, because I just was looking at him as he was sharing this with us, and you could tell that he was different. He had even like when your cheeks blush, the blood rushes to your cheeks. He had that, like the just the blood flowing to his face, and he was just speaking with his you could joy. And I just wanted to share that he felt new and he looked new. And that's a big deal for him and us as his family to watch that. So there's a lot of hope for the older people, the seniors. There's hope. If you're still praying for your parents or your grandparents or your great-grandparents, there's hope.
Oh, yeah. And I got to tell your mother, I got an email from the seniors at the village. You know, the village.
Oh, praise God.
And they really appreciated hearing her pray that prayer in Spanish. And they asked me if she could come back again and pray. So the seniors
praise
at the village are listening, everybody. And
praise God.
Heard your mama, and they were blessed by your mama.
Praise God.
I keep telling them, I'm old, so what's the deal? I mean,
that's right. That's right. No, I mean, they felt like kids again yesterday, and I just was so excited. They didn't make any noises like, oh, my back. They were just like, let's get up, let's go. I didn't hear any complaints, and it's just amazing. So try Jesus, because that is going to just make your body be very youthful, renew you.
It's the truth.
Jesus. It is the truth.
I believe it. Brothers and sisters,
yes,
you got to believe it too. You got to believe it. And you got to, you know what? You got to step out your comfort zone. You got to, God, you know, Jessica, I was like winging it yesterday. I was doing it.
Yes, ma'am.
I never done it like that before, but God said, do it. And God stood behind it, and it was better than ever. And you know what else?
Yes.
I'm really seeing how he's going to deliver autistic children. I know that. I know it. Mm-hmm. I know. I just know it. Jesus said it.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe it. Ted-Lon, I will see you tomorrow. This is phenomenal. That's all I can say. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for your support. I thank God for your love. And you know what? I thank God for your faith. Your faith. Mm. Our faith collectively is coming together. And this, we ain't seen nothing yet. And the way we did all this, I want to make a way, and I'm going to work on it so that Ted-Liners that don't have the money can be provided the money and the accommodations to come here. And you know what else, brothers and sisters? Pastor Todd at Christ Fellowship. I've been watching all these preachers, you know, he going to this church and going to that church and then the baptismal work. So I said, well, you know what, Jesus? If it works, it works. And it's going to work for me too. And it did. Jesus said, except you be born again. You cannot see and you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Well, I'm so happy we done stepped in. We stepped in. And watch Jesus. He's going to save husbands. He's going to save wives. He's going to save grandmothers and grandpas and aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews. They're going to be free from the bondage of addiction. They're going to be free from the bondage of bondage. Because Jesus said, be ye not entangled again into the yoke of bondage wherewith I have made you free. He makes you free. Free. Jesus said it. I believe it.
Believe on me.
Believe on me.
For the scripture says. God. For the scriptures say that out of your belly. And the Holy Ghost too, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Felt the Spirit moving all over me. Said,
you should have been there when I came through. Church was on fire and the Holy Ghost
from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Said, I felt the Spirit moving all over me. Church was on fire, Holy Ghost too, from the top.
more.